WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records or buying new releases, that's available by calling 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstoreinc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Stop that jive. Ain't no need to go no further, brother. Ain't no need to go no further, brother. Ain't no need to go no further, man. Well, you thought you were pretty slick, taking everybody's chick. Ain't no need to go no further, brother. Go no further, man. You got money and Cadillac
cars, touring the world and setting up bars. It don't need to go no further, man. It don't need to go no further, brother. It don't need to go no further, man. All your money's gone and your health is bad. All you can think is the fun you've had. It don't need to go no further, brother. It don't need to go no further, man. It don't need to go no further, man.
Mr. Albert Collins from his release called Ice Pickin'. That was the title track, Ice Pick, from 1973 off of Alligator Records. We also heard from Mr. Paul Butterfield in his blues band, recording for the Elektra record label back in 1964. That was Ain't No Need to Go No Further. A whole lot of negatives in there from Paul Butterfield and his blues band. All right, we heard from Albert Collins. We're going to hear from another Albert. This is Mr. Albert King, recorded in Memphis, 1973, I believe. This is I'll Play the Blues for You, part number one. Albert King here on the Deep Blues Hour.
play the blues for you. Come on in. Sit right here. Let's rap a while. You see, I'm kind of lonely too. And loneliness is a very bad thing if you let it get the best of you. And loneliness can get you down, you know. Yeah, yeah. Are you comfortable now? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. As I was saying before, loneliness can get you down. And I have heard of loneliness blowing some good people's mind, you know. But you can't do that. This is a big world. This is a big world. There's too many nice things happening in this world. You're a very pretty girl. Where you live? No, no, no. Disregard that. That's okay. That's the most important thing. I want to know you. I say, I want to know you. Ooh-wee, that's groovy, ain't it? I'll play the blues for you. No big name. Oh Lord, and I ain't no big star. I'll play the blues for you on my guitar.
Satisfy my soul goal. I'm gonna satisfy my soul until I reach my goal. Shoes, get on the floor and dance away my blues. Do the barefoot rock. Do the barefoot rock. Do the barefoot rock. I'm gonna dance away all my blues.
Mr. Junior Parker, and that was called The Barefoot Rock from his disc Backtrackin'. Plus we heard from Charles Brown off of a disc called All Night Long They Play the Blues. That one's I'm Gonna Push On from Charles Brown. Let's hear next from Blind John Davis, Stompin' on a Saturday Night. It's an LP you can find on Alligator Records from 1977. This is the Limehouse Blues. Blind John Davis here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you.
Day. If you miss this one here, you'll get another one right away. You may stand on the corner, but you won't have to stand there long. but you won't have to stand there long. Before the men will ask you, little girl, what are you waiting on? Some going east and some going west. The one that is so crowded is the one that you can love the best. You don't have to stand on a corner wondering where you can find a man. You don't have to stand on a corner wondering where you can find a man. Because men are just like streetcars, you can catch one on every hand.
Well, there you have Miss Rosetta Howard. And Men Are Like Streetcars. That is from a collection of the same name. And I've often liked to play here on the show because it features some fine female and blues singers. There's Rosetta Howard for you. We also heard from Robert Shaw. That was called The Ma Grinder from Robert Shaw. The following is a message for those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero. Growing up, your hero is always there. They repaired your first broken heart. They took care of you when you got sick. They taught you about the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. And they sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. You learned that the powers went above and beyond the ones that you read about in comic books. But with the passing of time, the tables have turned, and now your hero needs you more than ever. AARP is here to help you care for your hero. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP, the Ad Council, and WRCT. And do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? Well, we don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on independent freeform radio 88.3 WRCT. And tune in to Pillow Fight to hear music for slumber parties, bike rides, crushes, and pies on windowsills. That's Fridays at 5 p.m. here on WRCT. Well, up next, we're going to hear from Mr. Smokey Hogg, collection of Texas Guitar Killers. This recorded 1950. This is the Worrying Blues. Smokey Hogg here on the Deep Blues Hour.
My shoes. My bed. Yeah, money's gone. My friends turned me away. All my money's gone. All my friends turned me away.
Please don't. begging you, oh baby, please throw this cold dog a bone. I'm begging you, oh baby, please throw this cold dog a bone. Now I'm begging you, oh baby, please hold me in your arms.
Mr. Gene Wells right there. That was Please Throw This Poor Dog a Bone. Recorded 1977 on a disc called Blues Hit Big Town from Junior Wells. Frank Ballard also joined us, recording for Sun Records back in the day. That was Trouble Down the Road from Frank Ballard. Well, here's John Lee Hooker. This is called Dreamin' Blues. John Lee Hooker here on the Deep Blues Hour.
My baby left me this morning. People just about 4 o'clock. My baby left me this morning. People just about 4 o'clock. She left me dreaming, dreaming. People and I woke up trying. Me and my baby don't get along so well. We don't do a doggone thing but fuss and fight more. Most all the time she left me in a dream. My baby left me, I don't do a doggone thing but dream. Yeah, these nightmares are killing me now. God knows that I wakes up crying. Yes, and my baby been gone. Just can't eat a bite. I'm gonna get up in the morning, going down that lonesome road. I don't find my baby. People, I won't be back no more.
Liquor for all the time. I don't want no woman. I got to buy liquor for all the time. Yes, you know every time that you see her, she lit up just like a neon sign. Yes, you know every time I see that woman,
She got a bottle in her hand. You know she's standing on the corner. She's talking with another man. You know I don't want no woman. I got to buy liquor for all the time. Yes, and every time I see that woman, she lit up just like her neon sign. Yes, you know, every time I see that woman, you know she got something new. And you know I don't know what she wanna do, you know. Don't want no woman. I got to buy liquor for all the time. Yes, and every time I see that woman, you know she high as a Georgia pine. You know, here's something, woman, that I'm gonna tell you. For sure, I want you to know. I'm gonna let you leave now, and I ain't gonna buy you no liquor no more. You know, I don't want no woman. I got to buy liquor for all the time. Yes, you know, every time I see that woman, she lit up high as a Georgia pine.
Sugar baby, what in the world? boy, you can't speak your way. Give me the sugar bar. Here's the kid you got to learn. Ain't none of money walls this big door with you. I swear I came off a sugar farm.
Mr. Big Joe Williams right there. From a release called The Walkin' Blues, came out through Fantasy Records, 1961. That was Sugar Babe from Big Joe Williams. Plus, Lightnin' Hopkins gave us The Whiskey-Headed Woman there from his classic recordings made in the 40s and early 50s. We got time for a little more music for you in the next about 7 or 8 minutes. We're going to hear from Count Basie and his orchestra to wrap things up. But first, here's Mississippi Fred McDowell from an excellent Art Hooley release of 1968 called This Ain't No Rock and Roll. Here he is with going down that gravel bottom. Mississippi Fred McDowell here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I'm gonna get up soon. Starlight in the you know I have my share.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
You're listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT 88.3 FM. Today we're going to be talking to Maxwell Jones, PhD student in the Computer Science Department at Carnegie Mellon University, about AI. Thanks for coming on the show, Max.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Arch, and I'm super excited to be here.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I started my undergrad at CMU, actually, Carnegie Mellon, doing an AI major. So I was in the computer science department doing an AI major, and I also actually did an additional math major. After that, I did a master's in machine learning in the machine learning department at CMU, which was super fun. So I guess for my master's work, I did some research on style transfer with generative models for images. So this is like, you can think of generating an image, and you want to generate an image in a certain style. And so the problem was kind of some specific version of that. During undergrad, I did some research as well. Not as much, but I did some theoretical machine learning research because I liked math. So I thought maybe I would like some theory. I ended up not liking it as much, but it ended up being cool. And I also did some fairness and bias research during undergrad. So you can think of like, you know, after a model is trained, you know, does it work the same on people of different races? What kind of correlations are there between captions outputted by a mod?
This is Shannon Lee Reynolds. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade.